Hey, good morning. It's Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Ms. Lori Mosley with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Well, good morning, Julie.
Did you hear how I said that so clearly?
You did. I'm so impressed.
Practice
makes perfect.
Can you believe it's spring already?
Spring has sprung.
It has sprung. I feel like, did winter even happen?
Yeah, it did.
You feel like it did?
Yeah, it did.
It gave us a few minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like here.
It was a mild winter.
It was a mild winter.
With the exception of maybe a little ice.
Oh, yeah. We did have that.
There was a little ice.
Icetopia. So we got Easter coming up this weekend. So right now, or tomorrow. Tomorrow starts off Good Friday.
Yes. Good Friday is tomorrow. And our friends at the Farley Street Baptist Church, which I now know has a new name.
It does?
Yes, it has a new name. Don't ask me what that new name is, but Farley Street Baptist Church. I'm just going to kick it old school. You know, Laurie, it's hard for an old dog to learn new tricks.
Hey, go out and figure out what that new name is, people. Go Google. Hit
yes,
the Googler.
That'll give you a research project.
The Googler.
But anyway, they search it up. I think the young kids say search it up.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, search it up.
I say go search the interweb.
On the internet. But anyway, yeah, at Rail Yard Park,
yeah.
The church is going to be doing a Good Friday service. So it's going to be really, really awesome. Also, on Saturday morning at Rail Yard Park, kicks off Saturday Morning Fitness.
Oh, my goodness. I have to put in a little plug because I'm going to be teaching Saturday Morning Fitness.
You're teaching?
Because you know I got my little side gig at Shelby Cemetery. So I will be teaching 8 a.m. abs and booty class.
Oh.
This Saturday. In fact, Shelby Cemetery is doing something every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Dance and abs and booty. But there's other stuff, too. Isn't there?
Nothing says Easter like abs and booty.
Abs and booty. But there's also, like, other fitness classes and stuff going
workout.
On, too. Yeah. Workout.
Abs and booty workout.
Yes. Sorry. Workout. But I think there are other people doing stuff out there, too. There's all kinds of things going on.
Oh, yeah. There'll be all kinds of Saturday morning fitness classes.
Like yoga. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So we'll talk about where you can find out that exact class schedule soon. And then on Sunday morning at Rail Yard Park, our friends at Waxahachie Bible Church, they'll be doing their annual sunrise service.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also there's all kinds of like Easter egg hunts happening over the place.
I would try to get into that calendar, but there are so many different Easter egg hunts, flashlight Easter egg hunts.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it on visitwaxahachie.com. We'll go ahead and put that.
So I wonder if the lights are, if the eggs are glow in the dark.
I have no idea, but you can go to visitwaxahachie.com and check it out because all the details are there. Like I said, there's just so many Easter egg hunts going on. Mission 75165's got an Easter egg hunt going on. A lot of them take place at Getzendaner Park. So
yeah.
It's just a lot of great services leading up to that special day that is Easter.
And there's no lack of fun this weekend.
No, ma'am. And then also this weekend is Scarborough Renaissance Festival. That kicks off the 8 weekends
Yay.
Of magic and merriment.
Yes.
Stepping back in time for the time of your life at Scarborough Renaissance Festival.
Y'all, if you're from this area and you sleep on Scarborough Fair, let me tell you, I went and took my kids a few years back. It's been a few years now. And we had the best time ever. I was going with zero expectations out there. I was kind of like, I'm just going to go take them and go spend the day. We rode an elephant.
All kind of entertainment.
What?
Shops and food.
They got to
legs,
duel with little swords. I mean, they had the
jousting.
Most fun. Yes. They had the most
like 27
fun.
27 stages. 27 stages of entertainment.
Yes. So I'm just telling you, if you have, if you take it for granted because it's here in town and it's something that you just, you know, it's kind of like if you have Disneyland in your backyard, you just really don't pay attention.
Well, and another Disneyland that's in our backyard is also Texas Motorplex.
Yes.
And they've got a full race calendar. It kicked off, I think, like last weekend, and it just keeps on keeping on.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of activities out there at the Texas Motorplex. So you are surrounded by events. But I'm going to tell you about an event, Julie, that I know that you're going to love at Rail Yard Park.
Tell me.
And it's on April 15th. I think that was, you almost even teased it right there. It is a Grease
sing-along.
Tell
me about it.
Tell me more. And that part of one of those
Oh my goodness, y'all. That sounds
Grease,
like so much fun.
Sing along. 7:30 p.m. Absolutely free. And it is going to be so much fun. So it's not just any average movie watching night. No, it is the sing-along edition. We've got a DJ that'll help sing, help you lead you through all the sing-alongs. It's going to be pretty fantastic. Danielle Gwynn, she's our new cultural arts and programming manager, which means she also takes care of a lot of things at Rail Yard Park. She's got that all lined up for everybody. So there's going to be contests. So we need your best Sandys, your best Dannys.
Yeah.
If you're a Pink Lady, if you're a Thunderbird, we want you out there.
Oh, that's like, that sounds like so much fun. So it's kind of like the Rocky Horror Picture. Is it Rocky
Horror? Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what it's called? Rocky Horror?
Yes.
Rocky something. Anyway.
Rocky Horror Picture.
Yeah, where everybody dresses up, sings along.
Yeah, a little kind of cult classic. Yeah.
That sounds like
but
fun.
But this is for Grease.
Yes.
Grease sing-along experience.
Okay, that's April 15th.
April 15th, 7:30 p.m. Absolutely free to attend. And we want everybody there. We want, because that's kind of like our first programmed event. There's a lot of events that are taking place at Rail Yard Park, but this is the first one that Danielle's actually getting to put all of her creativity in herself to wow the community and our visitors.
And if y'all haven't met Danielle, super fun.
Oh yeah, she is a fireball of energy. There's no telling what all she's gonna have in a bag to give away. Like,
aww,
she's got this Mary Poppins bag that she carries around and just bestows items on people.
She's like a little bag of joy. She's like, that's what she is. She's just happiness.
Yes.
Bouncing around, saying hi to everybody.
Absolutely. That's what she is. So anyway, so those are a few things that's taken place this April. Of course, there's always activities that are going on at the Texas Theater.
Yeah.
The grand opening was last weekend.
Yeah.
So full bevy of entertainment concerts there. All of our restaurants and bars and breweries downtown have live entertainment every weekend. I mean, we really are the just big on music here in Waxahachie, Texas.
Yeah.
And that being said, the Crossroads of Texas Film and Music Festival, that is April the 21st and 2nd. And anyway, we've got Cody Canada and the Departed and Gary P. Nunn, along with some movies. And so anyway, you can find your tickets there also at visitwaxahachie.com. Links to get tickets. And then also we'll round out the month with a big Alzheimer fundraiser concert that a gentleman's putting together, and that'll be Josh Weathers and Johnny Cooper. So also you can find ticket information on that concert. So a lot of big music, lots of fun, vintage market days. I mean, I could go on forever talking about all of the fun things that's going on.
I wonder, I guess I'll get on there and look and find out. I'm curious when the farmer's market opens again.
Oh, yes.
I'll have to
get on. The farmer's market does open in all of that period somewhere in there, too.
Yeah, I'll have to look at the visitwaxahachie.com.
Yes,
because
there's another little research project for you. Go to visitwaxahachie.com.
I would think pretty soon. Like
Monica
next
has all those dates uploaded on there, too.
Yes. And then, so then you take your, so here's what I love. You go down to Farm Luck or go down and have you some barbecue or, you know, go down to the Dove's Nest, go El Mexicano, and then get your dog, go for a walk, go down to Rail Yard Park, play down there, go down to the dog park.
Oh, yes.
Hang out there and then walk over. And there's so many flowers, beautiful flowers.
Oh,
everywhere.
Yeah. Our horticulturist department.
He's amazing.
Yes,
that group does a great job.
So Downtown Farmers Market starts actually on May 6th.
May
6th? And we'll run, yes.
Good. Then when May comes around, you can hop in there and go check out Farmer's Market. But in the meantime, take your dog over to dog park. Go see all the flowers.
Go get some fitness.
Get some abs and booty this weekend.
Workout.
Abs and booty workout with me,
Julie.
8 a.m.
Yes.
We are going to sweat, y'all. I'm just telling you right now, don't come if you're a lightweight. Because we're going to get it.
That is awesome. Awesome.
What is
I love our community. It
I
is so
too.
Much fun just to tell everybody everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being a bragger, but it's not bragging if it's true. So
I'm going to use that. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to use that. You're going to hear me say that from now on. I love that line.
Well, it's not bragging if it's true.
It's not bragging if it's true.
I'm pretty sure I stole that from somebody else. We'll have to research who came up with that too.
Hey, and don't forget, y'all, if it's a hot Saturday or if it's a hot, you know, time, there's I wonder when the water opens there behind College Street Pub. You got the little water park area over there.
Yeah, the splash pads.
Yeah, the splash pads, rail yard. I mean, there's just so many things you can do with your family around town. And then you got the north end of town. Let's not sleep on the north end of town. Let me just tell you, on the north end of town, I don't know if you paid attention, over there were Omar's and the smoothie places, and the Fish City Grill is the bomb bomb diggity.
You cannot hardly find a parking space over in that area on
park.
A Friday or Saturday evening.
I'll park. I don't care how far away I park.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Yes.
Yeah,
that it's really good. I park at Atwoods if I need to and walk.
You know what? That's a whole little package that I find out that families do. They go to Atwoods and they go shopping kind of over there.
Yeah.
While they wait for their table at one of the restaurants, and then they go to the restaurant.
Y'all, have you been there yet? That restaurant is so good.
Yes.
I love it. I love me some good seafood too, though.
I love me some Mikasa too.
Oh, Mikasa, yes. I mean, all of that with those. You got Fat Tuesdays over there.
Brandon Burger.
Celebrity Cafe. That's where I took my boys yesterday.
Oh, yes,
had brunch.
There.
By the way, if you haven't had their chicken and waffles, I'm just telling you right now, you're missing out. Do you like chicken and waffles?
I don't know that I do that much.
Have you tried them?
But I eat one thing at a time, so I don't know. Maybe that's a...
Oh, I thought we could be friends.
Well, there you have it, folks. It's been nice chatting with Julie here on Chamber Chat, but we're no longer friends. Well. She's not coming to my grease sing-along. I've canceled her abs and booty class.
Oh, my gosh. It's all over for us.
All of it. Ending right here.
All right. We've had so much fun. We need to wrap up. But you know what? You got something really important to announce.
Oh, my goodness. How did we almost forget this? You got to give me that wink next time, because we've got a big Texas Country Reporter headline announcement.
Drum roll.
And the headliner for the 2023 Texas Country Reporter Festival is Texan Neil McCoy.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. He is such an entertainer. Such an entertainer. I don't even think anybody is ready for all of that action that's going to come out of him.
I feel ready. I feel like I'm looking forward to that.
So, Ray, mark your calendars. October 28th, 2023. Free concert. Free concert. Downtown Waxahachie. Free.
With all right.
2023 Texas Country Reporter Festival.
Yay!
Bob and Kelly Phillips, the whole crew, we're going to do it again.
Do it how we do it.
Yes, that's what we do.
All right, guys. We will talk to you next week, and Lori will join me again next month.
Happy Good Friday, everyone.
Happy Good Friday. Bye.